Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a Friday, so let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined, as we are every Friday, by the prop queen herself, Ariel Epstein. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. As Bone just mentioned in the update, for the first time since the Cleveland Cavaliers came back from 3-1 down, first team to ever do that in the NBA Finals, beat the 73-win Golden State Warriors, we have a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. What are you looking at here?
Happy Friday, guys. Yeah, this is absolutely insane that we're going to Game 7. I mean, OKC just didn't even show up yesterday. Yeah. I was absolutely surprised. But Game 7s are fun, and it's a great opportunity to take advantage of some more home road splits. So I've actually been fading Tyrese Halliburton on the road the entire series. Scares me a little bit because he's had a few down games, and of course he looks hurt, but I've been doing that. And I also have been fading Obi Toppin on the road for the Pacers, who comes off the bench. At some point, TJ McConnell has to slow down, so I'd be looking at his unders as well. I can't believe that Chet Holmgren had a bad game last night. I was really high on him yesterday. He should be due for a double-double because the Pacers' defense has been struggling against any kind of bigs who could shoot, like Karl-Anthony Towns, Jared Allen, and they've been struggling on the boards with them. So possibly Chet, maybe over 15.5 points back at home. And I've been taking SGA under his assists all series because it's hit in, like, I think 60% of the games in the playoffs. So that's been profitable. But I probably won't be fading anything SGA at home. I'd be fading a lot of the Pacers, like Halliburton, McConnell, Obi Toppin, and expecting them to try to force some role players to play a bigger role for Indiana.
Let's get to MLB. The Orioles are in the Bronx to take on your Yankees, Ariel. Tomoyuki Sugano, he had a great start against them in April, shut him out over 5 innings, had 8 strikeouts. What prop of his do you like?
So this scares me because you just mentioned Sugano had a great outing of 8 strikeouts against the Yankees last time out. So why the hell is this number 3.5? Sugano's strikeout prop at 3.5 seems really low. Mm-hmm. So Orioles fans should either be really nervous or the book is just stupid, which is probably not the case. But here are the numbers to back why 3.5 is way too low. Aside from Sugano having the 8 in 5 innings on April 28th, Sugano's gone over 3.5 Ks in all 3 starts against high K rate lineups. The Yankees are averaging 5 strikeouts a game against righties with 5 straight going over 3.5 Ks. So again, the number feels fishy. Would I bet the under? No, but I mean, the numbers indicate Sugano should have at least 4 or 5 strikeouts against the Yankees. So we'll see if the number's actually a bit too low.
I'm kind of interested in this Astros A's series this weekend. I kind of feel like the A's are a little better than maybe they've shown, and the Astros are certainly starting to come on and are probably the class of that division. Hunter Brown, what do you see there?
Over 6.5 strikeouts for Brown against the Angels. Brown's only weirdly faced 1 strikeout-prone lineup this year, and he had 9 strikeouts in that game. It was against Cincinnati in 5 2/3 he pitched. Last season, Brown had 7 strikeouts against the Angels on the road in L.A., And with righties averaging about 6 strikeouts a start against the Angels, it's a small sample size, but Brown's got great case stuff. I would take a shot here at over 6.5.
Talking to Ariel Epstein, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Ariel, I want to get to the PLL because it seems like everybody's leaning into the PLL.
It's in Baltimore,
right now.
Homewood Field.
Yeah, and it's going to be at Hopkins this weekend.
There.
So you're looking at a lot of things in this PLL.
Yeah, I really like the Premier Lacrosse Cups. It's a great market to take advantage of. We swept the board last week. So Boston's Asher Nolting, he's going up against the Maryland Whipsnakes. That game is tomorrow. The match is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. So Nolting just hasn't gone over this number yet this season. So with a plus money play to the under, it makes sense to back it. It's a prop that we're probably going to just ride until we get priced out or Nolting shows any kind of positive signs. But as it stands for 3 weeks, Nolting looks out of shape and out of sorts with this Cannons offense. So I'm going to take a shot here at the under and plus money around plus 102 for Boston's Asher Nolting. Then there's the game on Sunday, which is Denver, and they're going up against the Utah Archers. So I like for Denver's Logan McNaney to go over 11.5 saves against Utah. He had 14 saves in his debut last week. It's a low number since Utah hasn't really had high shot volume until really last week. Utah's offense, they're coming alive. I think Chris Bates' game plan is going to be able to test the rookie goalie. So over the saves there for McNaney. And Jared Bernhardt over 1.5 points. This is in plus money, plus 114 on FanDuel. Bernhardt scored his first goal last week in his second game in years. He actually had like a brief stint in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more touches and shots in his second game back. And it's only a matter of time until he returns back to MVP level form. So at plus money for a prop like this, I'll continue to ride it until he gets his legs under him. And then you'll see that his points prop is definitely not going to be 1.5.
I hope McNaney has a big game because Beltway Ben and I are on that under 22.5 in that Denver-Utah game. How about from a team perspective? So for people who aren't familiar with this, it's 4 games in a weekend. The team that hosts, in this case the Whipsnakes, play on consecutive days. Everybody else is just playing once. And then you've got teams coming off the bye like Carolina, who the Whipsnakes face on Sunday afternoon, probably in the heat, after just having played the night before against Boston, as mm-hmm. you mentioned. Does that move you in any particular direction?
Well, it's crazy because no team has won or covered their second yes. game of the weekend this season. So since 2020, Maryland is 7-2 straight up versus Carolina, 4-5 against the spread. But since 2020, the under is 7-2 in the matchup. 21.5 would be its lowest total ever, though. The last over that we saw was back in July of 2023. So again, it's definitely going to be tough, I think, for them to cover, but yep. if you throw it into some kind of you could bet them money lines, you just win straight up since they are 7-2 against Carolina.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Prop Queen Pod, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Check me out at all the Prop Queen sports platforms on pretty much every social media. And if you guys could please go to the Prop Queen Sports YouTube page. I have so many followers on social media, and I can't get people to come subscribe to YouTube. So please, subscribe
feel
to
your
YouTube,
pain.
People.
I feel your pain.
Ariel, you're the best. Thanks as always. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Quickest gun this side of the Mississippi, Beltway Ben Hall. What you got?
Yeah, there's 2 plays here. We'll start in the NBA for Game 7 on Sunday. I like SGA for 30-plus points and Thunder on the money line at minus 117. It has come down a little bit, which surprises me, but I think it'll go back up. 30-plus points in all 3 home games this series. Pacers have not been great on the road, right? All their big... The Game 1 was not... it was just a weird game, right? Yeah. I don't see them doing that again. They did it once in their series with the Knicks as well, but I don't see them doing that again on the road. And then... SGA shot 15 shots in Game 6. Didn't play the whole fourth quarter. I don't want to hear any excuses about being tired because that's one thing that we've seen with him. You guys played so bad that you didn't play any starters in the fourth quarter. It should be a pretty high-volume SGA game here. And again, the Thunder on the money line, I just don't see the Pacers winning this series. I haven't seen it all series. Game 6, I did kind of think they had a shot, but I just don't think they have a shot to win it all. So I'm going to go with the Thunder on the money line and SGA, 30-plus points. And then Aaron Judge over 1.5 total bases tonight against Tomo. Righties are slashing 270, 315, 421 against Sagano. And Judge, 369, 450, 687 slash line against right-handed pitching. So Judge is struggling. We heard Boone say it's not real struggling because he hit two balls well on Monday. But I just don't see how Judge doesn't mash the baseball tonight. He's going to have 2 to 3 matchups with Sagano. I think he's going to do some damage. Might even hit a home run.
That way, Ben, where can people find you?
At BH Journalist on Twitter and at WannaBet with us. YouTube.com/@WannaBetWithUs. Subscribe to us. We're doing very good. We're pushing in the right direction. So PLL this weekend. I mean, things are going.
Yeah. Yeah, we have PLL plays up there.
Maybe some big three.
Plays.
Maybe some big three.
Maybe
Sunday.
Some big three to come. We'll see.
Wow.
Maybe Beltway Ben be making some wheeling and dealing on Sunday, representing WannaBet down there at the big three. Seeing if he can close some deals.
He's tight with Ice Cube.
Yeah, well, Ice Cube's going to be there. Yeah, we're trying. Anything? We're talking to our friend Amy Trask. Maybe we'll be partnering with the big three. Who knows?
Jason, anything you're looking at?
Yeah, I like Canada over Curaçao tonight. -1.5. It's about -140. I don't think it's going to be there for long. It's trending like more and more people are on Canada. I like the Dodgers on the run line against Washington tonight. Why that's still plus money, I can't really figure it out. It's a little fishy. But I like the Dodgers at home in that spot. And I would try to get on OKC -4.5 in the first half while you can at around -130.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
30.
Coming up next here on the program, mini camp in the books. We will hear, we got a double dip of sound for you. We'll hear from the players coming up at 3:30. But next, what did John Harbaugh have to say as things got wrapped up and they have a little time off before training camp? We'll hear from the head coach next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.